This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Ministry of Health and Population says 93% of target group vaccinated against COVID-19. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanna says Maoist Center to be number one force in its own strength. And Ukrainian President Zelensky said Mariupol terror will go down in history. Now the news in detail. The government has successfully vaccinated 93% of the target groups against COVID-19. According to Ministry of Health and Population, out of the total population over 18 years of age, more than 18 million people have been administered at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Similarly, the number of people who have been fully vaccinated is more than 16 million. This is 81.2% of the total target population. In addition, 91% of people in the age group of 12 to 17 years have been vaccinated for the first time. The number of people fully vaccinated under 18 years of age is 67%. The government of Nepal has been providing Verocell, Covishield, AstraZeneca, Moderna, Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. The government had received more than 47 million doses of the vaccine, including with grant assistance and procurement. The government of Nepal has set a target of vaccinating all those above 18 years of age against COVID-19 by mid-April 2021. Only 7% of the population needs to be vaccinated to achieve the goal of 100% vaccination. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanna is confident that his party would emerge to be a number one force in the upcoming local level election on its own strength. At a press conference organized by Press Center Gandaki Province Committee in Pokhara today, Dahal reiterated that his party was preparing to contest the election on its own strength, organization and agendas instead of forging an electoral alliance. Chair Dahal ruled out the possibility for an electoral alliance and forming a coalition with CPN-UML at his moment, although he had hinted at the possibility of a political and ideological alliance with UML at a program a few days ago. Dahal assured that the local level election would be held on stipulated time and appealed one and all, including the party leaders and cadres, to gear up for the poll. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Poudel has urged the university to pay attention to the consolidation of the affiliated campus. Speaking on the occasion of the 56th anniversary of Thapathali Engineering Campus, he said that higher education would not be improved unless the university is modernized. Minister Poudel said that the country has entered the era of construction of tunnels, lifting irrigation, new bridges and highways, giving information that the physical infrastructure of more than 40 campuses of the country will be built from this year. He said that the latest results can be given only if there is action plan, efficiency, discipline and energy. A young man has died while swimming in a pond in Matihani Municipality 7 of Mohotari District. The deceased has been identified as 18-year-old Suman Thakur of Musarnia Rural Municipality 3. Three youths had gone swimming in the pool and one of them drowned. The locals had rescued Thakur, but he died while undergoing treatment at a local health facility. Meanwhile, a young man who had drowned in a pond in Gauriga of Mohotari Rural Municipality 5 died last night while undergoing treatment. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Prakash Bista, the deceased has been identified as 25-year-old Rakesh Paswan. Similarly, one person has died in a tractor accident in Baitari last night. The deceased has been identified as Arjun Tharu of Thakurdwara Municipality 5 Bardia. According to Baitari police spokesperson, Inspector Darshan Khadka, a tractor carrying sand from Maura met with an accident at Batala of Dasrachanda Municipality 10 Barakot at around 8:30 last night. According to him, Tharu died at the district hospital after being injured in the accident. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said with the impact of the westerly low-pressure system, there is a possibility of a light rain coupled with thunderstorms and lightning in some of the hilly areas in the country today. The division said there will be also partial to generally cloudy in hilly areas of provinces including Sudurpashchim, Karnali, Gandaki and Province 1 today, while a few mountainous areas are likely to witness a light snowfall, it has said. Similarly, the sky will be clear in the rest of the areas. The division said the Kathmandu Valley today recorded minimum of 14.4 degrees Celsius and a maximum of 31.5 degree temperature. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Ukraine has urged China to join Western countries in condemning Russian barbarism after the United States warned China of consequences if it provides material support to Moscow's invasion of the country. China has stayed out of the international outcry against Russia's actions in Ukraine, refusing to condemn President Vladimir Putin's invasion and insisting that Russia has legitimate security concerns that the West should address. However, China has repeatedly stressed the importance of sovereignty and said that it does not want to be affected by economic restrictions. The statement came amid increasing concerns over Beijing considering to help its ally Moscow by providing military equipment to be used in the war in Ukraine. While some reports suggest that Russia has made a formal request for help to China, Beijing has denied it, labeling the allegations misinformation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned Russia's incessant bombing of Mariupol, the port city encircled by Russian troops in the southeast. He claimed Russian forces in the city would go down in history as being responsible for war crimes. For more than 2 weeks now, the city has seen frequent bombing which has cut off all electricity, gas, running water and other supplies. Russian strikes have hit civilian shelters, a children and a maternity hospital and several residential buildings. On Thursday, a bomb fell on a theater where hundreds of people had taken refuge. More than 2,400 people are said to have been killed in the city. There are mass graves and bodies on the street. On Saturday, a senior UK defense official said Russia is using a strategy of attrition in Ukraine. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Ministry of Health and Population says 93% of target group vaccinated against COVID-19. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Puspakamal Dahal Prasanna says Maoist Center to be number one force in its own strength, and Ukrainian President Zelensky said Mariupol terror will go down in history. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlinedunepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.